Hello and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday afternoon, February 13th. This is Susan Over. We will begin today's readings with Council looking at rebuilding Linden Street Bridge, Bloomington. The Bloomington City Council is considering three major public works projects, including authorizing using motor vehicle fuel taxes to reconstruct the Linden Street Bridge north of Emerson Street at an estimated cost of $1.8 million. The Council also will consider awarding a contract for sewer construction in the 400 blocks of East Grove and East Olive Streets, and to determine how the city will proceed with widening three blocks of Linden Street between Locust and Empire. The Council will meet this evening at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Linden Street Bridge. Planning and design work is underway to replace the deck of the Linden Street Bridge, located between Emerson and Dawes Place. Currently, the four-lane bridge is restricted to one lane in both directions because of structural concerns. In May 2015, the Council approved expanding that bridge's span to accommodate a future Constitution Trail bicycle underpass along Sugar Creek. Quote, there are no plans currently for the trail to be constructed, but the bridge is being widened to accommodate it in the future, said Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch, end quote. The Illinois Department of Transportation requires that the city adopt a resolution authorizing the use of motor fuel tax funds for the bridge project. The city will seek bids for that. Construction is slated to begin in the spring and be completed before the end of this year. Grove Olive Sanitary Sewer. The Council will consider awarding a nearly $255,000 contract to Stark Excavating, the lowest of four bidders, to install new sewer mains in the east 400 blocks of Grove and Olive Streets. Quote, right now, this is an area of the community that does not have public sanitary sewer in front of the homes, said Karch. In older parts of the community, there are multiple blocks where there are wildcat or private sewers. We try to systematically find those areas and over time eliminate them. The sanitary sewer, end quote. The sanitary sewer installation needs to be completed this summer so the city can move forward with resurfacing Grove Street in 2018 and repairing sidewalks by 2019. Quote, we try to time it so we do all of the infrastructure at the same time. Whenever we are done, we also want to make sure we resurface that street so residents are taken care of for at least a 20-year period. That is our goal, end quote. Linden Street widening. The Council also will consider whether to widen Linden Street from Locust to Empire from 26 feet wide to 30. Public Works staff have prepared three options for consideration. Leave the existing width at 26 feet, widen the street to 30 feet, or widen it more to accommodate bicycle lanes. The option that staff is recommending is to widen the street to 30 feet to produce two 10-foot traffic lanes, one 7-foot parking lane, and space to add new curb and gutter. That cost is estimated to be $625,000. End of article. Bloomington Police Department activity not raised behind public searches. Twin City police officers stopped more than 300 pedestrians in the first 6 months after passage of a state law, which requires officers to document interactions that often lead to people being frisked and searched in public, according to data collected by the ACLU and a retired Illinois Wesleyan University professor. The study of Bloomington police activity compiled by Julie Prandi covers most of those stops, 280, between January 1 and June 30th of 2016. The first 6 months that police reported all stops which resulted in a frisk, search, arrest, or a citation. Prandi received help from the American Civil Liberties Union with her request for records through the Freedom of Information Act. Several Bloomington Police Department numbers warrant close attention by police and the community, said Prandi, starting with the 2.85 stops per 1,000 for white residents compared with 11.7 per 1,000 for blacks. Quote, "One thing that stands out to me is how often people, especially blacks, are frisked with no results," said Prandi, whose report shows 66% of whites were not charged after being frisked, compared with 80% of blacks. Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner rejected any suggestion that officers target minority in the stops. "It is not the race that is prompting these stops, it was the activity," said Hefner. "The location of most of those stops in the downtown area and areas west of downtown mirrors the city's high crime area," noted Hefner. "I was not surprised by that report. We are supposed to be putting enforcement efforts in our high crime areas," said the chief, who received that report January 11th. End quote. Prandi said her interest in social justice issues led her to research the controversial policies surrounding stop and frisk and the new Illinois law, which requires officers to provide pedestrians with a receipt that includes the reason for their stop. Ed Yonka with the ACLU in Chicago said Prandi's interest has resulted in his organization sending FOIA requests for similar data to other Illinois cities. "A report with that information will be released in several months," said Yonka. Yonka called Prandi's report a great discussion point for the community. He said, "When you look at her report, the things she points out, it shows just how critical collection of the data really was." As previously reported by the Pantograph, Hefner said the city has ongoing issues with loosely organized groups known as hybrid gangs, with the majority of young black members who are involved in criminal activity and have access to guns. Hefner pointed to the pat-down search of a 21-year-old man, during which police found a handgun. That search led to weapons charges. The man later was convicted of attempted murder involving a dispute over a dice game and is serving 74 years in prison. Quote, "We get guns and drugs during a simple frisk," end quote, said Hefner. Prandi obtained but did not compile a report on the 57 stops made by normal police for the same six-month period, citing the small sampling. A review by the Pantograph of normal's data showed 33 whites, 20 blacks, and 4 Asian or Hispanic people were stopped. 10 stops that did not produce any type of search or allegation of wrongdoing were erroneously included in the report, said Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner. The chief, whose jurisdiction includes large swaths of student housing, said he had no concerns about that data. "Many of the locations are areas where we would have more patrols because of high call volume," said Bleichner. Bleichner also said the new law may prove beneficial to the public and police officers, as law enforcement agencies are able to show how many stops were made and the reasons for them. "From a transparency standpoint, it can be a valuable tool," he said. "For Bloomington Police Department, the pedestrian encounters are a tool to reduce crime," said Hefner. "Other efforts, including the future opening of a community house on the city's west side, where officers will write reports and spend time building relationships with neighborhood residents, are aimed at creating an environment of trust," he said. Prandi said she would like the Bloomington Police Department to review its policies on where and how pedestrians are stopped to remove any disparities among minority residents. "For me, it's a policy issue," she said. Hefner said the report will be reviewed by the Bloomington Police Department's command staff. End of article. Area calendar. Meat orders taken. Cropsy Pancake and Sausage Day. That will be from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on March 4th. That is a Saturday. Cropsy United Methodist Church Country Store. Meat orders must be placed by February 27th at 309-826-1778. 309-826-1778. Teen Writers Workshop from 4 until 5 p.m. the second Monday of every month at the Normal Public Library. College Age Book Group, 6 until 7 at night, second Monday of every month at the Normal Public Library. Tomorrow, Stand Up for Social Justice Candlelight Vigil. That will take place from 5:30 until 6 p.m. on the front lawn of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Blind Date with a Book Valentine's Day Party for Teens, 6 till 8 p.m. The Bloomington Public Library Community Room. That is for grades 6 through 12. End of article. Road Closure. Gillam Road closed for survey work. Gillam Road between Downs Road and Route 150 will be closed to through traffic from 9 a.m. in the morning till 3 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, for survey work at Trent Bridge. Emergency vehicles will be allowed through if necessary. End of article. Daily Digest. Bloomington. Aaron Veerman, a 9-year veteran of the Bloomington Police Department, has been promoted to the position of sergeant. He joined the department in 2007 as a patrol officer. He was a shift-level crime scene technician, moving to the Street Crimes Unit in 2012. Veerman has a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice from Illinois State University and is a veteran of the U.S. Air Force Security Forces. End of article. Vogel, what Rauner could and should say next week. Governor Bruce Rauner presents his annual budget address to the Illinois General Assembly this Wednesday. Chances are he will complicate an already complex situation, beset by reckless politics, a recently lowered credit rating, mountains of unpaid bills, underfunded pensions, red ink spending, and a possibility the state will stop paying its workers. Governor Rauner could avoid that by doing what the state constitution says he is supposed to do, present a truly balanced budget for lawmakers to consider, bringing a sense of order to state government. That will not happen, of course, because wanting to be reelected next year, he sure doesn't want only his name attached to the kind of program cuts and tax and fee increases it will take to balance the budget. Yeah, as a voter, I hear that every year, as we go broke. Sorry. Still, the state's fiscal hole gets deeper every day. The task of setting things right becomes increasingly difficult as a grand bargain negotiated in the state Senate appears ready to unravel. The governor needs to do something to get that ball rolling in the right direction, something dramatic. Here's what I suggest. This is Vogel on Wednesday. Quote, members of the General Assembly, my fellow servants of the people of Illinois who are justifiably frustrated, even outraged, that their state government has been without a budget for nearly 2 years. Ridiculous and horrible. It is time for us to end the fiscal bleeding and uncertainty which has put our state and its citizens at risk. As you know, I have insisted that certain changes in state government be attached to any new spending plan. Today, I am setting those demands aside and make this offer. I will sign any budget plan sent to me by the General Assembly covering the rest of this fiscal year. You pass it, I will sign it. I have only two conditions. First, it must be a strictly balanced budget, meaning it contains truly realistic revenue projections and, as necessary, clearly identified cuts in spending. I will share full ownership of that budget. My signature will be on it. Second, once I have signed the budget, legislative leaders must join me in nonstop negotiations to map out a spending plan for the next fiscal year that begins July 1. These negotiations will occur 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, until we have an agreement. They like their vacations too much. We are all prepared to wholly recommend to legislators from our respective parties. Speaker Madigan, President Cullerton, I pledge to enter those talks with no preconditions. Hopes and desires, yes, but there can be no hope, no desire greater than to end this deadlock, to set Illinois on a better path, and to ensure we have a lot to celebrate next year when our great state observes its 200th birthday. Go for it, Governor. Be a leader. End the stare down. End of Vogel's editorial. Young Techs Enjoy Conference. normal. Despite a sunny weekend day, 600 Twin Cities students spent Saturday working their brains at the annual Students Involved with Technology Conference at Heartland Community College. Students in third grade through high school gave tech-centered presentations to their peers and experimented with drones, computer programming, and beginner engineering skills. Quote, "It is a conference for kids, by kids," said Chris Holt, SIT committee member. The goal is for students to be around like-minded individuals. More than 150 adult volunteers helped oversee the day-long event in Heartland's Workforce Development Center, but the young participants took the wheel for each conference and activity. It is important for students to experience their first tech conference in a safe environment and to meet others and build social skills. A lot of kids interested in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, sometimes struggle with that, but events like this help them break through, said Holt. End quote. The most popular activities were mystery challenges, drone experiments, and anything to do with robotics, said Holt. One activity challenged groups of three to build and collapse a pyramid of plastic cups using only teamwork and a rubber band contraption. Zoe Prisbliski and Ruthie Newhouse, fifth graders at Epiphany Catholic School, and Akila Araya, fifth grader at Grove Elementary, quickly got the hang of the challenge. The girls each presented computer programming conferences later in the day. In another room, students learned about drone sensors and flight patterns before creating their own drone prototypes from paper and foam plates. The event was sponsored by Heartland, State Farm, Illinois State University, and Illini Cloud. End of article. Rally in support of Planned Parenthood draws 1,000. Bloomington. More than 1,000 people swarmed through downtown Bloomington on Saturday to show support for public funding of Planned Parenthood. About a dozen people attended the rally to stand in opposition to abortions and public funding of the organization. Anti-abortion activists staged protests at Planned Parenthood locations across the country. They were outnumbered by supporters. In Bloomington, supporters chanted and waved signs while marching around the downtown square before moving to the south lawn of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Marsha Lloyd of Normal joined the rally with her friend Deborah Zielka of Normal and granddaughter Amaya Means. Zielka said she marched because she feels like the country has gone backwards 500 years. The government should not tell us what to do with our bodies, added Amaya 11. Marchers included men, women, and children of all ages. Some were dressed in pink and carried heart-shaped balloons. Shana Wachinski and Bart Hickey, both of Bloomington, held a pink pro-Planned Parenthood banner between them along the route. According to Planned Parenthood, 35% of its services are used for treatment of sexually transmitted diseases, another 35% for contraceptives, 16% for cancer screening and prevention, 10% for women's health services, 3% for abortion services, and 1% for other services. Federal tax money does not pay for abortions at Planned Parenthood, but the organization receives reimbursement through Medicaid for services like birth control, cancer screenings, and HIV testing. Jason Rambeck of Gridley stood along the march route in opposition. Bea Smallwood of Normal also protested against Planned Parenthood services at the rally. Haney invited people from the crowd to speak from the steps of the BCPA about how Planned Parenthood has affected them. Haney created a Facebook event page to draw people to their rally, and more than 1,400 people said they would attend. Bloomington police estimated the final count at more than 1,000. End of article. ISU releases the list of fall graduates. Illinois State University has released the list of students who completed requirements for bachelor's degrees at the end of the fall 2016 semester. The graduates by city are Bloomington, Sydney Alcaraz, B.S., Jeremy Bond, B.S., Marissa Barnhart, B.S., Zachariah Barr, B.A., Levi Bauer, B.S., Cody Bennett, B.S., Zoe Bursa, B.S., Noah Blinkensterfer, B.S., Callie Bloxham, B.S., Lauren Boylan, B.S., Nathan Bridges, B.S., Irene Cassidy, B.S., Dallas Finley, B.S., Grace Hendricks, B.S., Nicole Henson, B.S., Haley Hume, B.S., Grace Irvin, B.S., Grant Jacobs, B.A., Trenton Jones, B.S., Reagan King, B.F.A., Lauren Kozik, B.M., which is a bachelor's in music, Wesley Learned, B.S., Cindy Linton, B.S., Christy Mart, B.S., Megan McNaught, B.S., Heather Morita, B.S., Gregory Nailway, B.S., Faith Nege, B.S., Ryan Wynn, B.S., Lindsay Nolan, B.S., Charles Oakley, B.S., Christina Pappas, B.S., Elizabeth Pennington, B.A., Mercedes Rice Big, B.S., Piper Rising, B.S., Haley Suave, Bachelor of Science in Education, Savannah Schaber, B.S., Jordan Schaefer, B.S., Timothy Schlesinger, B.S., John Schneider, B.S., Lauren Schirmer, B.S., Cynthia Showers, B.S., Chantel Cisco, B.A., Stephanie Lozano, B.S., Brent Spack, B.S., Joshua Stephens, B.S.N., Bachelor of Science in Nursing, Molly Stevenson, B.S., Taylor Sue, B.S., Robert Targo, B.A., Lisa Thompson, B.S., Brandon Tim, B.S., Nathan Titus, B.S.E., Matthew Tompkins, B.S., Jordan Trainor, B.S., Michaela Walls, B.S., Robin Wiggins, B.A., Cassandra Yates, B.S.E., and Alan Yee, B.S. Other bachelor graduates from Normal are Jabari Adams, Philippa Alfano, Victoria Andriolis, Amanda Aukerman, Kyle Avaloy, Matthew Bauer, Peyton Billups, Stone Bach, Joanne Bosis, Mark Bourlard, Jeremy Brown, Sarah Brillhart, Lashanti Brown, Leah Byler, Robert Campbell, Essie Carr, Corey Collins, Zachary Davis, Susanna Doler, Emily Dorsey, Sierra Dunham, Grace Idson, Mariana Esparza, Jessica Fulkerson, Maya Glover, Drake Griffin, Cassandra Hegg, Laura Holland, Landon Honegger, Asisat Ibrahim, Paige Hervier, Clayton Jeske, Jared Jesse, Omar Kabaj, Joseph Kang, Caitlin Kirkstra, Cindy Knight, Tyner Larson, Matthew Lewin, Jonathan Long, Ian Marquis, Dana Matuzik, Donald Maybell, Donald McHenry, Sean McIntyre, Andre Mendoza, Raven Menefee, Jacob Mullins, Daniel Nibelin, Molly Nord, Nicholas Nundahl, Anna Patino, Latara Richmond, Christopher Rudd, Corey Spence, Cameron Steffen, Christopher Stylin, Adam Stoneking, Shelby Stork, Shannon Sullivan, Brandon Taylor, Alicia Verley, Santina Wallace, Victoria Weston, Jeffrey White, Kristen Wilder, Andrew Winfield, Heidi Weiss, Kyle Woodrum, and Brooks Woolfolk. From Armington, Daniel Budman, Aerosmith, Sophia Hart, Atlanta, Sheena Reynolds, Carlock, Taylor Umland, Colfax, Caitlin Wade, Congerville, Allie Miller, Danvers, Patrick Wounded Arrow, Delavan, Peyton Jekyll, Downs, William Sims, Ryan Throw, Darren Will, Dwight, Tyler Hogan, El Paso, Andrew Cridner, William Van Syok, and Matthew Young. Fairbury, Paige Mainz, Alex Ricketts, John Russell. Farmer City, Adrian Howe, Flanagan, Sam Detweiler. Leroy, Jacob Hendren, Jared Hendren, Robert Sammer. Hudson, Jared Burton, Allison Kreps. Hayworth, Riley Ditis, Travis Moore, Christian Stengel. Lexington, Ryan Carmack, John Garth, Courtney Finney. Metamora, Jana Cleveland, Molly Cull, Andrea Donahoe, Jill Kern. Minye, Andrew Weil. Minunk, Kirk Charlier, Leslie Hakes, Joshua Rossman. Odell, Haley Hoger. Pontiac, April Fornero, Molly Gill, Ashley Nestor. Secor, Shelby DeMarb. Sibley, Kristen McDonald. Streeter, Caleb Baroshik, Lee Iltz, Megan Lawless, Christina McCormick, and Tyler Sabal. Tremont, Cody Herbst, Jerry Herbst, Drake Sin, and Waynesville, Sean Duffy. End of article. This woman has baked thousands of pies in her lifetime. Streeter. She celebrated her 90th birthday this week. Sorry, the whole thing went away. She celebrated her 90th birthday and made 28 pies for that party. It was no problem for Louise Sullivan, the pie lady, who has baked upward of 78,497 pies for Country Cupboard in Streeter. She thought it would be interesting to keep track when she started working at the family restaurant 28 years ago. She bakes about 50 pies each week and keeps count on the calendar next to her workstation. I made 15 this morning, she said. Four were for a funeral, but the other 11 would be consumed by patrons who keep the small dining room busy. Everything she makes goes, said waitress Cheryl Swidell. She gets people coming in from all over, California and Pontiac, for her pie. Sullivan prepares hot meals served at the restaurant also, but she is best known for her pies. She even had a license plate on her van that read Pie Lady. It is now on display in the home of her son, Robert Bob Sullivan, in Odell. I think she's an amazing woman, said Country Cupboard owner Mary Lee Shoby. And the food is good home-cooked food. She learned years ago how to make food, and her pies are the best. Even at 90, Sullivan is a hard worker. Switel said she's also a genuinely pleasant person to work with. I've known her for years, she said. She is a sweetheart. Could not ask for a nicer person. The pie lady makes a variety of pies for the restaurant, ranging from sweet to tangy to chocolatey. Her personal favorite is coconut cream. In the summer, though, it is rhubarb. Waitress Lynn Watson said the cherry pie is delicious, but the blueberry pie is also a favorite. I call it Blueberry Dream, she said. I have names for her pies. Bob Sullivan's favorite is apricot, followed by lemon. He even planted an apricot tree in his backyard so his mother would be able to turn that harvest into pies. I really don't like the sweet stuff, he said. She does make a mean custard pie. It's kind of an old-style cheesecake-type thing. She doesn't do any pie baking at home, but makes a few extra at the restaurant whenever she has a special event to attend. In her spare time, the pie lady likes to travel. She has been on 4 cruises, most recently 5 years ago, and frequently travels to visit her daughter in Colorado, friends in California, and a granddaughter in Washington, D.C. I go places. Anybody says they're going out, I'm going with them, she said. That's why I'm working. I like to eat, and I like to go. End of article. This has been Susan Over reading to you from the first half of the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday afternoon, February 13th. At this time, we will take a short break.